This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 6:12 Monday morning. Christmas is 9 days away. Damn.
How many sleeps? How many more sleeps? How many more sleeps till Christmas?
9 more. Do they do, like, letters to Santa, your older daughter? Like, does she
write a letter?
We
went and saw Santa over the weekend.
How did that go?
It went great.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And she's, like, not scared of him anymore? And how'd the baby do?
Great. Edie, or baby Hulk, Hulk baby, not scared of anything.
Yeah.
At all.
She grabs life and flips it over her back and stomps on it.
She's not tripped out by anything. It's watching her do perilous things has become my day.
Oh, Danger Girl.
Yeah. That's
like a common second kid thing. They just...
Christina and Isla went to the Nutcracker with some neighbors
on
Sunday, and I stayed home and yesterday and made... I went for a surf, came home, started chicken soup.
That's a staple at your house now.
It's become the only thing that kid can eat.
Uh-huh.
So we all eat it. Got the chicken soup going. The baby went down for a nap. I watched the Niners lose. Oh! How do we beat New Orleans in New Orleans and lose to the lowly Falcons at home? How does it happen, Sarah?
Explain that to me. It's a game, Vinny. And some days things go your way and some days they don't.
Now Seattle's up on us. We have to win the final two games in order to stay in first place. We'll still get a wild card, but we don't want a wild card.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Don't worry.
Anyway.
Don't worry. It's going to be fine.
Where were we?
We were at your daughter at Santa.
Right. So Saturday afternoon we went, and they had a blast.
Excellent.
Oh, I was saying, so my kid is just, when she woke up from her nap, watching her not fall off the couch because I was grabbing her pants was my afternoon. While they watch the Nutcracker.
Waterfall. You know, she's resilient.
I'm afraid she's going to break her neck. You know, that's the
put
one thing
down.
You can't, like, I don't want her in a wheelchair before
she's not
two.
Gonna be in a wheelchair.
Christina might get mad at him if something happens.
Yeah. Well, okay, you know, but you got to let them hurt themselves so that they start to know the parameters. You know, you're a very responsible parent. Don't worry, just let her fall a little bit.
I don't want no trouble. Sarah.
I suppose you want to turn the kid back. Oh, here you go.
Yep.
My shift is over. You let her fall on your time, I guess. Here we are a week and a half away from, the big day, the big Christmas holiday or whatever you celebrate. You know, I mean,
nine sleeps,
you know, whatever. Here's a little present for you. Dead and Company. They're closing out 2019 with two shows at the Chase Center, December 30th and 31st. You know, there's a bunch of old people who just went, what now? I'm sorry, the Dead's there?
My friend Zeb loves the Dead so much.
Is he the one who, like, went to their supposed last shows?
He travels everywhere for him. He's been to Chicago for him. He went to L.A. for him. He's seen him here whenever they touch down. He's into it.
I'm sure he'll be at
and
one of these shows.
You know what? He's the guy who told me, he's like, John Mayer's family. Like, he's in with the Deadheads.
Sure, well, Dead and Friends.
Right. He is in. He fits. It's a good marriage.
And if you want to see them on New Year's Eve, you can ring in the new year with Dead & Co.
Fun.
Where are they doing the show?
At the Chase Center, which is, I have not been there yet, but people are, I got to go see something there soon. Like, people are raving about that place. Anyway, if you're calling number 9 right now, Amy's going to get the calls. We need new spring interns, by the way. Mm-hmm. More on that later. Right now, caller number 9 gets to talk to Amy at 1-800-400-3697. You'll get a pair of tickets to the New Year's Eve show. But they're playing two nights, the 30th and the 31st. Tickets to both shows are on sale now at Live Nation.
You want a fast fact for the Dead?
Yeah, I totally want a fast fact for the Dead. I love those.
Glow Sticks made their public debut at a Grateful Dead concert in New Haven, Connecticut in 1971.
Oh, wow. I didn't know they were
Glow
long.
Sticks.
They
Glow
were around
sticks.
That long. Huh. That was like an 80s thing or something.
If you're on LSD, listening to that music and seeing Glow Sticks, that's a freak out.
This is amazing. There's like glowing points of light all around me. This is the best trip I've ever been on. Am I still in the parking lot? I'm not sure where I am. It's just everything sounds so amazing. I'm so happy right now.
It's too much. So too much. Yeah. Oh my God.
Everything's pulsing in and out.
I can hear myself yelling, "Run for it!" And I don't even know. Like, that's
why. I don't even know if I have legs anymore. There's something. It's glowing, and it's a stick, and it's coming at me. Oh. All the way across the sky. Oh. What does it mean?
Oh. That exasperated thing too. Why are we running? I don't know.
All the way across the parking lot. Oh.
Stuff. LSD, it's inexplicable.
Ah. Oh.
And once it's down, you can't get it back.
Ooh.
Go along with the ride.
Yeah. You got to live that out.
And hope that you feel safe.
Yeah. Well, you really should have a babysitter. I mean, I've never done it, but it does seem to me like if you get into your head that you can fly, which apparently happens.
It
does. There needs to be someone near you.
You're talking about like angel dust. That doesn't happen on LSD.
Oh, my God. I feel the wind underneath my wings. I'm sure I have wings right now. I'm just going to... Let's just test this.
No.
That's right. You need to be that person, Vinny. You'd be right there and hold on to that person's ankle so they don't fall. They don't fly.
Nobody ever said in my youth... Let's keep Hassan around for safety's sake.
No, but now
that
we
never
could.
Never was said one time, ever.
Listen, I'm going to have an LSD party. I need you there to hold me by the ankles. And also keep me away from mirrors. I hear that's a terrible thing to do on acid.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jesus, did we just spend 5 minutes tripping at a Dead concert?
Yep.
Great. All right. Parties. People have them.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a 50th birthday party over the weekend, and Diddy celebrated his 50th birthday over the weekend, and Taylor Swift celebrated her 30th. Milestone birthdays. Taylor turned 30 on Friday. Threw herself a little party. It always comes with these celebrity birthday parties when they do like a big deal. It always comes down to the guest list, you know, like who'd she get? You know, the whole girl squad must have been there, right? Mm-hmm. I don't even know who's in the girl squad anymore. Changes. Anyway, she threw a party after her show at Madison Square Garden in New York. Attendees included Halsey, 5 Seconds of Summer, Camila Cabello, Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, model Gigi Hadid, Queer Eye star, and Anthony Porowski, and Jonathan Van Ness. And in an Instagram post, she called it the most aggressive holiday party known to womankind.
Aggressive? Okay.
She even had a cake with her cat's faces on top. Sounds like a wicked good party.
Let's see. Would you go to Taylor's or Diddy's?
I'd probably go to Taylor's. You know? Seems more my speed. Mm-hmm. Diddy's party was... I guess, you know, he turned 50 last month, but...
I know. It's like November 4th.
These things take planning, Yuzi.
Do they?
When you tell me, you plan everything. You know? I always just go,
I'm not
going to
plan someone's birthday a month and a half late.
Well, what are they paying you? I mean,
okay.
You know, maybe he just needed to clear his schedule.
True.
He's a busy guy. Mm. So he finally got around to throwing himself a party at his house in Los Angeles. So he did it at home, and he must have, I'm sure he's got
a palace.
I totally
picture like New York.
I did too.
I'm sure he has one there, too.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Listen, he's dead
everywhere
the whole time. Jay-Z, Beyonce, Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, Khloe Kardashian, Kylie Jenner, Dr. Dre, Pharrell Williams, Cardi B, Offset, Quavo, Kevin Hart, Snoop Dogg, The Weeknd, G-Eazy, Swizz Beatz, Chadwick Boseman, Post Malone, Tyler Perry, Kobe and Vanessa Bryant, and Machine Gun Kelly. Performances by Mary J. Blige, Usher, Lil' Kim, Dougie Fresh. I mean, I think he wins the guest list weekend, right?
Sounds like it.
The highlight of the night. The story that's everywhere is the handshake. Do I have a picture of it? You know what? Can you see if you can pull up the picture of Kanye and Jay-Z as they're just about to lock their thumbs together? It's, you know, because they had a falling out a few years ago. But they occasionally will, like, pop up and say something nice about each other. Like, one time Kanye put up this picture of Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Well, look.
And wrote family.
Kanye was.
That's the one.
And then what happened?
Nothing. It's epic. It's in every freaking source.
Oh, like, them about to shake hands.
Yeah. No, that they met up and smiled at each other and the love was there.
Jay-Z didn't kill him.
Right. Nobody killed anyone at Diddy's party.
Kanye. Diddy behind them. See Diddy in the background?
Oh, that's Diddy? Yeah, that's gotta, yeah. Kanye was a young upstart and Jay was already it. But they did an album together. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty good, too.
The problem started when Jay-Z and Beyonce didn't go to their wedding, to Kanye and Kim's wedding. Mm-hmm. They made a lot of comments about it. Like, they were pissed. Like, he was on stage ranting and raving about how this guy, Jay-Z, he's never had a play. Their daughters have never had a play date together.
Oh, I remember that. Okay.
He was on stage just, like, yelling about it.
Oh, that's when the meltdown, right?
Yes.
That was in Sacramento.
And then he was saying, didn't come to my wedding. We're family. He didn't come to my wedding. I guess Beyonce was like, I sent well wishes. We couldn't make it happen. Like, I publicly acknowledge that I love them, whatever.
They didn't want to go.
Yeah. No. Everyone thinks Beyonce doesn't like it.
Yeah.
They're right.
Right. So that was the highlight of the party, the handshake. I mean, according to every GD source everywhere. I'm sure it was an epic night that's been boiled down to. And Kanye and Jay-Z shook hands.
So, did you see, and it was only a little blurb, so you may have the story, you may not have even seen it. Did you see what Cardi B gave her husband for his birthday?
No. I did.
You saw that?
Yeah.
She went and got a brick of $500,000 in cash.
Oh.
And that was his birthday present. Yep. A brick of money.
Well, that's generous.
I mean,
Doesn't she think he cheated on her? I'm surprised she gave him anything.
Yeah, and she blames herself for him cheating on her.
Girl.
Is this the image?
I never even saw the image. I just read the blurb that was.
Look
she
at him cuddling it. That's not a brick. That's five bricks.
Yeah.
Five $100,000 bricks.
As I thought about it, I guess any bank would say, yeah, we have to order that. Mm. We don't have clean, fresh bills
laying around
to the tune of 500K.
That's funny because I always picture them with that, you know? I always picture, the classic vault with the big wheel that you have to spin to get in there and then the thick steel sides.
Sure.
It's just loaded top to bottom. There's gold bars in there. like a pile of rubies and gemstones. That's not what's
now,
at every bank?
No, all banks do is move numbers around the same way you do.
It's math.
You sit down at your computer and you move things from one spot to another and you never even see that dough.
Nope. The closest I get is a check that I deposit, you know? Never see cash.
I don't even get that.
The only cash I have is the $11 that's sitting over there and I'm pretty sure I might win that back today. You know, that's the only cash I've handled.
Oh my God, it's gone.
What?
Oh no, it's there.
Oh Jesus. Okay.
It's behind the envelope.
We need that.
Yeah, well, you know, we can pay
guitar
off our
picks
debts.
That Michelle left us. Okay, $11 and guitar picks,
great.
Everybody.
We're all set. Anyway, congratulations to everybody who had a birthday, especially to Diddy. Yeah.
Especially to Offset. 500K?
Oh, that's pretty good, bro.
In
I know.
Cash?
You know what? I can't think of anything I'd like more for my birthday.
Yeah. So when someone asks you what you want,
$500,000 in brick form?
Yeah.
That'd be great. That's it. I'm out of time. What's coming up, Benny?
Millennials, my first story's for you. I mean, in a good way.
Oh, good.
Like,
thank goodness. The poor guys, they're so piled
this
on.
This is your get back, millennials.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice. Oh, darn it all. Here, let me pull those.
What's happening?
I don't know. I don't know how to work this thing. You know that. I've been staring at it for the last minute, but I didn't manage to set it to manual. Hey, everybody. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. It's 6:36. We have a lot of great contests this week. Mm-hmm. A lot of good tickets and stuff. We did Dead and Company earlier. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we have Fandango tickets for Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
Get to go see the movie for free. We've got, let's see, California's Great America Winterfest, and Camila Cabello at the Chase Center as well. So some big prizes today. 7 o'clock, your first chance at Fandango tickets for Star Wars.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. That's an app. You get the Radio.com app, and then you can listen to this show anywhere you go.
Sure, all our podcasts, too. You can listen to us live. Wherever you are on Earth.
As an employee of Entercom, I'm proud of the fact that they invested so much into the Radio.com app. Mm-hmm. And all the reviews are in. It works like you couldn't believe.
It's amazing. It's like total 5-star. Like, it doesn't, you know, that really doesn't happen much.
Right.
It's one of the best apps ever invented.
Radio.com. It's where you should go. All right, so driving in today, there were a few patchy, foggy spots, but for the most part, there's no rain, and they don't expect any until Tuesday night, so we've got a break in the weather.
And it's actually supposed to be sunny today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I can't wait.
Also, over the weekend, I looked at the snow reports. Tahoe's reporting between the resorts there. This is a range, because I can't bother to run down every one of them for you, but a range of 5 to 6 foot base.
It's great.
Which is a nice base. I mean, you'd like double that, but it's still
but
early.
Listen, it's right. I mean, this is actually it's
the problem is, and anyone who's, I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, in California, it seems like just after Christmas,
we get a
some
lull.
Winters, there's a turnoff.
Yep.
And it just, you're done till summer, which means you're done till winter again. But other times, and like last year specifically, it got hairball in January and February, and
it
enough snow fell, they stayed open into July, for crying out loud, which is ridiculous.
Well,
really.
Look, I mean, it would, you know, they need the snow up there. That whole area depends on it, and I love when we get, I mean, 5 feet mid-December, we'll take it.
It's a nice start. So there's that. 5 to 6 foot base in Tahoe with some fresh snow falling all the time, so it's good news. Also,
yes,
the Niners and Raiders both had home games and both lost. That was the last time you're going to see the Raiders play here at home.
Too bad they couldn't have got a win on that last
yeah.
time.
Yeah, no, I mean,
the tickets for that game were beyond expensive.
They were expensive.
Like $9,000 a ticket.
It was an event, for sure. And the Raiders lost, so... Mm. New England, Sarah's Pats won. Unfortunately for Sarah, I also heard this morning that audio has been released by the Cincinnati Bengals of them catching the guy who was
filming
their practice, who works for New England. They've got recorded audio of the guy being caught, and it's funny because he's like, I'll just delete it. Let me just delete that. And everyone's pointing to, then that guy knows he did something wrong if he's happy to delete all his work.
Happy to delete it, right.
Right?
Sure.
So
seems like an admission.
It's going around. I don't know how that'll play, but...
Belichick.
Cincinnati, for its part, said, hey, listen, these guys are full of it. We caught them. They're lying. Mm. Here's the audio. So we'll see. John have anything to say about that?
I didn't talk to anybody yesterday.
That guy doesn't work for us.
I heard him talking about it to my brother because I heard them out there, you know, yelling and screaming, watching the game.
Millennials, this one's for you.
Here we go. All right, I'm ready.
This is your get back. You've been hearing crap from baby boomers and people writing articles. Gen X is writing articles. Everybody's like, oh, boy.
I forget. Are you a millennial?
I am, yes.
Okay.
These millennials are losers. Well, look at them go.
Yeah.
Right? Every time a millennial turns around, they're like, oh, great. I can't even enjoy a minute without hearing some crummy story about my generation. Psychologists at Michigan State University just released the results of a study that found baby boomers are the most sensitive and self-centered generation. Individuals who were born earlier in the century started off with higher levels of hypersensitivity or the type of narcissism where people are full of themselves, as well as willfulness, which is a tendency to impose opinions on others. End quote. They're not open to criticism.
Well, criticism's hard for anyone. It's all how it's packaged.
Sure, I guess so. But that is the findings from a Michigan State University study that says boomers, self-centered generation.
So sensitive.
They're the ones that brought us multiple divorces, that's for sure. That's the first generation that said, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Bye. To my third wife.
Had enough of you. Third wife in 9 years.
Right. You did a story about Taylor Swift having her 30th birthday.
Yes.
And this is also a generational story that I found a little interesting. So people of Gen X, I'll speak for my generation, coming up, there's no question we had certain ideas about how things were going to go.
Yeah.
And often it had to do with marriage and kids.
Yeah.
And your career being lined up and in place by
30. That's the time.
Like, everything was supposed to be...
Right. It seemed like there had been a formula for our parents, and that had worked right up until the divorce. And apparently it's not the same for millennials, huh?
It's changed a lot, as a matter of fact. And the article I'm reading points to Friends, the TV show. And apparently there's one called the one where they all turn 30.
Oh.
And I don't remember this one specifically, but they're talking about, like, Rachel's struggle with being 30 and not having anything in place. And I do think that's something that earlier generations dealt with. By now?
You gotta do it.
Gotta do the clap. It's gotta be done.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think people have any pressure on themselves to have anything in place by 30. And I think their built-in excuse is, this place is a disaster.
Right.
The economy, the 08 meltdown, everything that has gone down.
The environment, everything. Everyone's and I also think kind of the crumbling of like the Quaker era stuff where you will marry, you will have children. Here's the path that you must walk. I think people feel a lot freer to figure out who they are in their own time. And, you know, I feel like that must be kind of freeing. In some cases, though, you do want security in your life, and it can be frustrating, too, when you reach 30 and you're not where you thought you'd be.
Bryn found the episode.
Oh,
that's
poor Rachel.
Turning
She's so
30.
Sad. Oh, my God. Hilarious.
Younger generations are shifting from the common expectation that you're settled in your personal life. You own a home by the time you're 30. You might have your kids already as well.
Wow.
And now people are not.
Yeah.
So the quote from a boomer here is, my wife and I turned 70 this year. Next year, we will celebrate our 50th wedding anniversary. We were both 21 when we got married. That's also going away as well. So it's I found this interesting. Like now people are having kids way later.
Yeah.
They're not even marrying. If they do marry, they're marrying later as well.
Right.
I didn't marry till I was 50.
Yeah.
How about that?
You didn't have a kid till you were in your mid-40s.
I know.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you feel about Bryn. How old are you?
I'm 36.
Oh.
I know. It's crazy.
We're all getting old.
Is that right?
Although I'll tell you something, 36, I'd trade for
We're going to be celebrating Bryn's 40th right around the corner.
And no, it's right around the corner.
How is that possible?
Don't blink.
Bryn 40? Let's hope we do.
Yeah.
So how old were you when you interned here?
I was 26.
Oh, boy. That is a fast decade. Mm-hmm. I feel like Bryn's new. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
This also.
I was thinking this morning, like, this will be in February. It'll be our 23rd anniversary.
No, yours.
Well, ours, though. I mean,
I
we
know,
started
but
show
I mean,
together,
I did
like,
fall off the thing for five,
and
six,
yet here
seven
you
years.
Are. So it's 23 effing years. Like, we were children when we started. I was 6 years younger than you are now when we started this show.
Did you say 23? So I did 16 of those.
Yeah. Dude, don't count it. It's us. It's, you know, okay, there was a chapter. You've been back far longer than you were gone.
This is semi-thematic, as apparently a study out of Australia says the natural human lifespan is 38 years.
Hmm.
Like, that's what you'd get if you didn't have modern medicine and all of refrigerated food, mm-hmm. the nutrition, plumbing.
Right.
Modern medicine.
We lead very clean, healthy lives. We have so much. I mean, it's true. If you really think about when you first start to really break down as a human, starts in your 30s. It's crazy. And if you were a caveman, you know, that wonky ankle's not getting any PT, you know? you're effed. Plus, like, a tiger's going to get you. I mean... You know, I bet you there were people in their 40s, like in the Neanderthal times or whatever it is. Or is it Cro-Mag? Who are we?
You're not really doing that right now.
I'm saying there were basically human beings like us living as cave people. And like people in their 40s were like the venerable old.
Oh, they're saying here they didn't person. Make it to their 40s.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you right. did, you were like, oh, my God, that guy's been around forever.
The wise old man.
Right. Yikes. How horrible, too. Like, I mean, we take so much for granted. A simple infection could have killed you.
Right.
You know? I'd be dead. My appendix, when I was 12 years old, I had my appendix out.
There you go.
I would have died. Mm-hmm. There was no modern medicine.
Modern medicine, plumbing, nutrition, and refrigerated food have doubled our expected lifespan. So there's that. I don't remember the name of the lady, although she was super nice, and I liked her a lot, and I feel terrible that I didn't look this up in advance so I could seem semi-professional as I report this story. Do you guys remember when you redid the living room in my house in San Mateo?
Sure.
Yeah.
What was the name of the lady?
Lisa Quinn.
Lisa Quinn.
Yes.
That lady was so... I spent a bunch of time with her, too. Yeah.
Well, she was in your house.
Right.
With her cup of sticks.
She was so nice, and she did it her best job.
Yep.
I know.
She did a great job.
She did an excellent job.
It was beautiful.
Fairly disgruntled by some of the changes, but that's just me. I'm a bitch. So, a cup of sticks. What is that? And I still have it, by the way.
Well, your wife probably went, oh, that's a nice decorator.
Yep. I know. It's super cute.
She liked it, and it stayed.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway... One of the things Lisa Quinn had been talking about, and she may have even written a book about folding fitted sheets.
Oh, yes.
Like, I think her book is called Life's Too Short to Fold Fitted Sheets or something.
Oh.
Or maybe that's... Anyway, I remember her talking about this. Like, it's a thing among...
That's exactly it. Life's Too Short to Fold Fitted Sheets.
And it's written by Lisa Quinn?
Yep.
All right!
I would give you $11.
She's done a couple books.
Good for her.
I'm alone here.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you. Thank you so much,
Bryn.
Stadium, friends. Anyway, so that's the first time I'd sort of heard there's this running theme among people who take care of their homes or do stuff the right way is that damn fitted sheet is, you know what?
Oh, I don't. Does anyone really? I mean, I hear that there are techniques to fold those things, but basically, I sort of like loosely fold it in half and then again, and then I just go like this.
Yeah.
Roll
What's
it
the
up.
Difference? Oh. Who cares?
You put it in a cupboard. Don't you like tuck it in? I like tuck in the edges.
Right. If you were going to do it nicely, you'd like, right, you'd tuck in the edges and then, you know, two people have to do it.
Right.
Like, I'm falling by myself. I'm not effing doing it. Am I going to lay this out on the floor? I'm not doing it. Bundle it up and throw it underneath the folded, not fitted sheet.
So someone on Twitter came up with the hack for the fitted sheet.
What is it?
Instead of taking your fitted sheet and trying to figure out how to fold it and ultimately rolling it up and shoving it in there with the rest of the stuff, they say, just put all your fitted sheets on your bed at once and then remove the top one when it's dirty and use the one underneath it. So I thought, I wouldn't do that.
No.
I'm not doing that.
That's ridiculous. I'm sorry, but I sweat through more than one sheet.
You do?
Well, of course. I mean, if you get night sweats or, I don't know.
I agree. Yeah.
You know, plus they say half the weight of your mattress by the time you get rid of it after 20 years is your skin cells.
Yeah.
You have just shed into that. I mean, it's a bed. It's disgusting. Change a goddamn sheet. All of the sheets. Don't take off just the one sheet. That's ridiculous.
Of course, the person who put this on Twitter was attacked because many people did think it's gross. They say, because you'd sweat through the first sheet.
Mm.
That means the one underneath would still be dirty.
Yes.
So I don't have the... I do get hot. So I've sort of... My whole life is about trying to get damn sleep and not being too hot. So I don't normally sweat through my sheets, but I would if I didn't take precautions.
Right.
So I can see where you're coming from there. There's nothing worse than being so hot and waking up like, what is this, Florida?
I know. I've woken up and like the back of my hair is all wet. Oh, I was like, geez. Oh my God, I'm sweating
absolutely
my ass off.
What's it?
Like just yank the top goes, ah!
All those... night, every night. Hot, cold, oh, hot, girl. Cold, hot, cold.
Is that
cold,
from partying, though, cold. Do you think?
No. That's
normal?
On a normal night, I might wake up all sweaty.
Oh.
I think it has to do with what you dream, hormones. Like, it's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Just when you think you're fine, you start sweating.
Yep.
Night
sweats. Not even
real.
Doing anything.
No. Not sick, not anything. Just, oh, my God.
Who knew? I didn't know that.
I thought that was, like, everyone. I thought everyone had
no,
that.
I will. I mean, I remember this one time, this girl I was hanging out with, I went and saw her, and this was the first time I'd slept at her house, and she put me on the inside near the wall.
Oh, I hate that side.
And she had a million blankets on the bed. I woke up, sweated out, and was like, well, I'll never see this girl again because that's gross. I'm gross. I'm grossed out by me. Like, I'd sweat. I did what you just said. I'd sweated like, I'm trapped in here.
It's almost a desperate feeling when you wake up and you're all sweaty and you can't get the blankets off you fast enough. I will cook. I'm cooking.
You even want to hug the wall because it's cold.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I'm getting hot just talking about this.
I know.
Woo. Woo.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. So that is not an option.
That is not a life
putting
hack.
All the fitted sheets on the bed at once
just bundle them up and chuck them in wherever you keep your stuff. I mean, come on, people. Life is too short to fold fitted sheets.
We love to get texts from you guys. 800-400-3697. Don't text and drive, though, okay?
Okay. I promise.
Vinny, I was at the 49er game. It was so loud all day, and the last minute was so quiet.
Mm. Oh. That's sad.
So, 415 says, so, how did Vince become the wife of the family? Hey, first of all.
Why are you the wife?
Because I was making chicken soup at home watching the baby. Let me tell you why. Because that's what I wanted to do. And I'll tell you why. I wanted to watch the Niners. And I did not want to watch the Nutcracker.
Listen,
because I could have gone. I could have said.
Also, why does cooking make you the wife? F that person.
Yeah, F you. Yeah.
Listen, people carry their weight in a family. That doesn't make you the wife or the husband. You're just doing your part in your partnership. I hate when people are like, I mean, I never cook. John makes fantastic meals. I would beat someone up if they called him my wife.
So that's never happened?
Because I wear the pants in the family.
Right. That's never happened?
Someone calls him my wife? Sure, people do.
So you've beat a bunch of people
up.
I do.
Well, listen, I do it secretly. I'm a ninja.
There's a trail of dead behind
you. Yes, you will know me by the trail of the dead.
Huh. Mm. I did not know that about you.
Well, I guess you better watch it.
I've never called him that.
I know.
I like John.
Well, whether you like him or not, it's... I just think, in general, it's wrong to call you the wife because you made chicken soup. Like, you're doing your part.
Well, and I also saw the way she made chicken soup and was like, that's not... You didn't make anything. You pulled off a rotisserie and threw it into
She's genius. That woman is genius. You know what she does?
She does a bad job. Yes.
She just does the things that she doesn't want to do wrong.
Well, genius. Like Vinny used to do with his parents.
Yeah,
sure.
Well, that's very true. But I also... that was one of the things where I was like... I want the kid to grow up smelling chicken soup in the house, you know, like that smell, that.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Home cooked meals.
Yeah. Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with the Hallmark Channel because I know how exciting that is.
Well, it's actually Sandy's favorite channel.
Exactly. No, they've stepped in it this weekend, and I'll tell you why.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.